Okay, now it's time to move on to the reports of our standing committees. The first would be, I'd like to call on Trustee Ray Cepeda, who's the chair of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee.
Thank you, Chairman Quartz. The Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee met on May 7th at 3 p.m. Joining me at the meeting were Trustees Edward, King, and Treasurer McKeever. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting held on March 5th, 2018. The committee reviewed and recommended agenda items 11 through 23 on today's board agenda, which included 10 capital and revenue and real estate items, clarifying signature authority for the university bank accounts, approval of preliminary operating budget for fiscal year 2019, and purchase and renewal recommendations, which you had were noted earlier today, which were in a significant amount. There was also significant discussion during the presentation of the capital and real estate items. Clarification was sought in regards to the proposed energy conservation project and the return on investment expected from these efforts. A few of the trustees, really all of the trustees, requested that there be much more rigorous analysis for similar items in the future to aid in our decision making. The committee also discussed one section from the purchase recommendations item and asked that it be not included in the final item to be voted on today, but that it be returned to the unit for further work and clarification. It is expected that this section will be included in the purchase recommendations at the July meeting. Since the University Hospital System Committee did not meet in its cycle, Mr. Michael Zen presented the CEO report to our committee. He stated that March was a good month financially for the hospital, but also noted that there is still room for improvement in certain areas. The committee discussed three projects and the delays that have been experienced due to a procurement dispute. Mr. Zen concluded his report with a brief discussion of the status of the strategic planning process and provided a time frame for the completion of this project. Ms. Ginger Velasquez discussed the fiscal year 2017 state and federal compliance audit summary report. Finally, Ms. Julie Zumaitis provided a summary of the internal audit activity through the third quarter, which ended March 31, 2018. There was no old business discussed. Under new business, Interim Vice President, CEO, Controller, Dr. Ghosh discussed a new accounting standard for the Illinois Controller's Office that could impact the university's financial reporting for employees who are on grant funding and whose health insurance costs are paid directly by the university. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for Monday, May 7th at 3 o'clock.
Thank you, Ray. Questions or comments? Okay, hearing none. We will move on to a report by the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee, which was chaired by Chair Pro Tem, Trustee Ed McMillan.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met yesterday in Springfield. Trustee Fitzgerald, who is the chair, attended by phone, and as you said, I served as Chair Pro Tem. Also attending were Trustees Humphrey, Quartz, Mitchell, Reyes, Robus, and Smart. And in addition, Trustee King attended as a guest. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting, which was held March 14th, 2018. The committee then reviewed items 1 and 9 on today's agenda and forward those items for consideration by the board. The committee also reviewed items 1 and 2 on the agenda for the meeting of the Board of Trustees as a sole member of Prairie Land Energy, Inc., which I met earlier today. The committee also heard a legislative update by Jennifer Creasy, Director of State Relations. Jennifer reported on the work that is underway at the federal level and said that a federal relations team is responding to proposed legislation on immigration and other issues impacting the university. Jennifer also gave an update on the potential funding for national agencies and referred to visits from Senator Durbin to both Urbana and Chicago. Ms. Creasy also then gave an update on activities at the state level and said that the spring session is in its final days. She reported on legislation impacting the university and said the current focus is on fiscal year 2019 budget and that the state appropriation for the university. She said that the letter writing campaign by Student Advocacy Coalition resulted in 730 letters sent to legislators, and she said the Office of Government Relations is working with the Illinois Coalition to communicate the need for prioritizing funding for higher education and specifically the University of Illinois. Jennifer also referred to the upcoming call for action that will emphasize funding for higher education and the university and said that they continue to tell the story of the University of Illinois and its positive impact on the state. A brief discussion followed regarding the IPAC legislation, and Jennifer and President Killeen commented on the increase in co-sponsors for that legislation. The committee then met in exec session to discuss the recommendations pertaining to the release of sequestered minutes from the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee meetings. The committee voted in open session to approve the recommendation to disclose certain minutes discussed in executive session pursuant to the Open Meetings Act. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for July 19, 2018 at 10 o'clock in Urbana. That concludes the committee report.
Any questions or comments for Chairman Pro Tem McMillan? Okay. Well, next I would like to call on Jill Smart, who is the chair of our Academic and Student Affairs Committee.
Thank you. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee also met yesterday, and joining me at the meeting were Trustees Cepeda, Edwards, McMillan, Humphrey, Mitchell, and Reyes. Trustees Koritz, King, and Pearl joined the meeting as guests. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting, which was on March 14, 2018, and then we reviewed and recommended agenda items 1 through 8, which include an appointment for the interim dean of the College of Architecture, Design, and the Arts in Chicago, academic program changes for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield, and transportation contracts for Urbana and Chicago. We had an excellent academic highlight presented by Professor Benjamin Walsh, a 2017 university scholar who teaches management here on the Springfield at the Springfield University. He presented his research on incivility in the workplace. His work focuses on how to measure various norms regarding incivility, on the causes of it, and on the impact of incivility on employee morale and performance. He also discussed the relationships he's documented between incivility and organizational leadership. We had quite a robust discussion following Professor Walsh's presentation regarding the nature of civility in different cultures, the differences of civility across various employment sectors, how civility and academic freedom are related, and potential differences in civility norms across generations. Coming from an HR background, it actually was quite the interesting discussion for me, and I could have talked to him about it for ages and ages. But I think his conclusions were all exactly what we see in the workplace and how it can have a positive impact. Civility can have a positive impact, you know, not just on individuals, but actually on the bottom line of the organization. There was no old business or new business, and our next committee meeting is scheduled for July 19th at 10:40 a.m.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for Trustee Smart? Now, Jill, I believe you have some special presentations for our student trustees.
Yes. Would you like to join me?
I'd be honored to. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. It is my pleasure to welcome today. We have two new trustees with us, that one that we have already installed, and now we're going to do that for our new student trustee, Ms. Shayna Humphrey. Would you come join us? Shayna is serving as the student trustee from the University of Illinois at Springfield, completing the 2017-18 term, and has also been elected as the student representative for UIS for the next term, 2018 and 19. She will serve on the Academic and Student Affairs Committee, for which I am very glad. So let's welcome her to our Board of Trustees. I will read the official installation of our new trustee. The statutes of the state of Illinois provided that there shall be one voting student trustee designated by the governor from one campus of the university and one non-voting student member from each campus not represented by the voting student member. Now, that's the statute, because I did ask, could I change the word campus to university, and I was told that I can't. But I can change it for the rest, so just for the record. The method of selecting student members has been determined by university-wide student referenda at each of the universities. The student members serve a term of 1 year, beginning on July 1st of each year. In the installation of all members of the board, we tend to emphasize the duality of our responsibility. On one hand, a deep interest in loyal support of the university, and on the other, a stewardship on behalf of the people of the state of Illinois, a difficult interrelationship which, as trustee, one must define and carry out for oneself, but in no way incompatible with one another. Inevitably, the student member feels a kinship and accountability to the student body they represent. On the other hand, no less than any of us, the view of the university and its service necessarily must be broader than any one student constituency or any one university. This is a challenging perspective for some to maintain and a learning process for us all. Notice that the ribbon, however, does reflect the colors of the three universities, red for Chicago, white for Springfield, and orange for Urbana-Champaign, all on a unified blue background. As a member of the board, I welcome you to this fellowship of responsibility and invite your interest and contribution to the deliberations of this board. And I will also just make a comment that hopefully you're seeing it in your first meeting, but we really hope and expect our student trustees to feel like they are our peers, because you are, and that we really value your contribution. So never hesitate. Congratulations. Thank you very much. Okay. And now, at this time, I'd like to ask our current student trustees, Karina and Trayshawn, to also please join me at the podium. Stay, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Today's meeting is Karina's last as the student trustee representing the student body at Chicago. It has been an honor to get to know her and to work with her this past year. And I understand that Trayshawn will be joining us again for the second term. But we still are going to thank you for your first term, representing the students at Urbana again. You've both have been excellent representatives, very participative for both your universities and the university as a whole, so thank you. Karina has always focused on the best interests of her fellow students. I know you've spent countless hours investigating, thinking about issues, affecting your peers, and advocating for the best outcomes. She's been a valuable member also of the University Healthcare System Committee, the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee, and the Academic and Student Affairs Committee. So thank you for all that. She always had a point of view to share with us on many topics, using her own experience and decisions to further improve the overall University of Illinois experience. And she also became my partner in making motions and seconding them. So, right. We had a little race sometimes. Trayshawn has represented the Urbana student body on the board this past year, and has been reelected by his peers to serve as a student trustee, which of course says a lot about the job that you're doing, so well done. He's been a steadfast representative of his fellow students, and he's always paid close attention to issues that directly affect the student population at the Urbana-Champaign University. He's been an important member of three of our committees, the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities, Governance, Personnel, and Ethics, and the Academic and Student Affairs Committee. So we look forward to continuing to work with you again the coming year. Now, Edwin Robles, he's not here today. He has been the representative for the students here at Springfield, and it's been very beneficial. He also has been very participative on a variety of topics. He had a lot of valuable points of view throughout the duration here. He was also on three committees, the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities, Governance, Personnel, and Ethics, and the Academic and Student Affairs Committee. I know I speak for all of my fellow trustees when I say it was a privilege to get to know all three of you, and will continue to know you, and hopefully also you as you go, and how much we value having your perspectives here. You always reminded us, and even just looking at you sometimes, but also with what you said, you reminded us that we're really here for our students. And that's really, really important. And it's at the, you know, being reminding us of that, it's the very core of the mission of the university, and that all the decisions we make must ensure that we keep that in mind and allow our students the opportunities to flourish, fostering their talents that they can carry with them for a lifetime of success and happiness. So on behalf of the board, thank you again. Please accept these certificates as an expression of our gratitude. Let me make sure I'm giving you the right ones. There you go. Got the right one. Okay, and we'll make sure that we get Edwin his. So thank you very much. President, would you join us for a picture? Thank you very much.
A bittersweet moment when you have to say kind of goodbye to student trustees. A huge asset to this board. Would any of the trustees care to make any statements, student trustees?
I'd like to say something. I was reflecting on this experience and like how I came to come to the UIC as a student too, and I remembered how my dad told me as a piece of advice to just go into every room with a fresh perspective and to really be ready to just absorb and learn from everyone who's inside of the room. And coming into my first Board of Trustees meeting, I remember coming out with like so much shock because I was like, wow, I really have a lot to learn and absorb, you know, just from all of you and the university system as a whole too. And I've seen in you guys a lot to what I aspire to be in the future as a future leader for Illinois, and I'm really thankful for all of you because you've all really served to carve a path for all of us, us three student trustees, for our futures too in Illinois, and I'm really thankful for that and thankful for the experience that you guys have given me because it's definitely opened my eyes to a lot. So thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
I'll say a few words. There is a larger sense of pride and accountability and responsibility when you assume this role. However, I would say that this has probably been one of the highlights of my experience here on campus. I've done a lot of things on campus, but it's different when you're behind the scenes and actually working towards a positive change. And instead of being a part of the problem, you're a part of the solution, because I will concur that sometimes as students, we are significantly a part of the problem because we are not educated in terms of what we can do as a university. So I think it's very imperative for us student trustees to respect the role, and that's to hold up to the best of our abilities and work closely with administration, but also do what we are elected to do, which is serve the students. And this has been an experience I remember for a lifetime, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to do it again better next year.
Thank you, Trey. A lot to look forward to, huh?
Well, I'm thankful for having this opportunity, and I'm really excited and looking forward to like all the things that I could possibly learn. So I'm ready to see what's going to happen for me.
We're ready for you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you all.